Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get to Dolores here, who is wondering if her husband has been taking all this alone time every week. Now he's asking for a week-long solo trip. Is he being shady or not?
Is your man being shady? Yeah. Or is he genuinely real? Not treating you like a lady. Yeah. And got you all in your feels. You can come to
Hey, Dolores, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. How are you today?
I'm all right. I just need some advice.
All right, bring it.
All right, I've been married for about 2 years now, and we've only been together for about 2.5, and we got married right after I got pregnant. And it's not been easy. Having a baby and getting married so early in our relationship had caused so much stress. I do love him, and I think we would have eventually gotten married and had kids, but I think getting married so fast has not been good for our relationship. Plus, the stress of a toddler and another one away has just been really hard. Mm-hmm. So several months ago, my husband told me that he didn't get enough alone time. So he told me that one night a week he wanted to go and do whatever he wanted to do by himself. And after a few weeks of that, he said he wanted to add an entire weekend a month to do whatever he wanted to alone.
A month?
A month.
Okay.
Now he wants... Yeah. And now he wants to go on a week-long vacation alone. So, is it weird? Or shall I keep agreeing to doing this?
So, having like a week-long vacation, like once a year by yourself to like rejuvenate, decompress, blah, blah, whatever, I think is fine. But the fact that he's already getting a weekend a month, like that's a lot when you have a toddler and another one on the way and responsibilities. Like, I know it's difficult and trying, but like, this is what you signed up for and this is your life. And you're going to have to figure out a way to make it work. Instead of, it sounds like he's just running away from his problems.
I'm just curious, does this go both ways here? So do you get a day? Do you get a weekend? Do you get a week also if that's what you want?
No, I don't get that. I have to stay and take care of the children.
No. Uh-uh.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Look, if he needs the time, you need time. So, I mean, I could see an arrangement where... Because this right here just feels very selfish to me.
Very.
I mean, we all need some space in our relationships, that's for sure. But it has to be equal, yeah?
I agree. Yeah, as a person who definitely always makes it very clear that I need a lot of space in my relationship, I would say that this is shady for one, because obviously there's a child involved. Two, for the fact that it seems as if he didn't make it clear what he wanted in the beginning, and it just kept on extending and extending and extending. And three, if he's saying that only he can have that and you can't, then, yeah, that's 100% shady.
I feel like he's taking advantage of you.
Yeah, because I'm really big on fairness. Like, I think if it's one thing for him to take a week-long vacation away or go away for a weekend, but then you should also be owed that. If he's expecting you to essentially be a single parent for a weekend a month, a week a year, then he's got to return the favor so that this returns to being an equal partnership and you guys can both get what you need.
Dolores, I'm really curious. So when he takes these nights out by himself or these weekends by himself? Does he tell you what he's doing, where he's going and all that? Or is it just like, hey, I just want to let you know I'll be back on Sunday?
Yeah, does he go radio silent or does he check in?
He goes radio silent a lot because he just wants to just be in his own zone, his own space. So he just wants to just get away for a little bit.
You can't do that, man, when you have kids.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's not going to work.
So no texting, no calls, no nothing. Bye, babe, on a Friday. See you on Sunday. No communication.
Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. Just comes back home, and we just go about our normal routine after he gets back.
Okay,
he needs to talk to somebody. He's struggling with something. He needs to talk to somebody.
What do you do in a situation where if this is what he wants and he's not going to budge, so now does your option become to either leave this relationship or allow him to do it?
Well, I mean, do I have to state the obvious here?
No.
You think he's cheating.
Some ain't right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that one.
It's weird that to me that it's gone incrementally up from like what the night, then the weekends, one a month, and now you want to take a week-long trip all of a sudden?
Dolores, he certainly didn't call up for that, but, I mean, that does seem pretty damn shady. And if he keeps asking for more and more and more, you're sure that there's nobody else involved here? Especially if he goes radio silent completely? Uh-uh.
I mean, I had never thought that there might be someone else. I didn't really come across my mind.
And just because this was agreed upon, like you had agreed to like these one nights and then you agreed to doesn't mean you can't go back and say, this is not working for me. I feel like you need to sit him down and be like, you know, this is not what I signed up for. And you need to come down with some new boundaries and parameters for your relationship that respect both of you and your needs.
Okay. Yeah, I will take that into consideration. I think we do need to sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, something doesn't smell right here.
Not at all.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. All right, Dolores, I'm not exactly sure what advice to give to you, except if your initial call was, is this shady or not? I think we're all in agreement that, yeah, something right here.
100% shady.
It's very shady.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Sorry. All right,
that seemed obvious to you.
That was obvious.
Everybody was a little scared to say that. Yeah.
The Burt Show.